In 2018, the city set aside $800,000 of its bicentennial bonds project to plant trees throughout Bloomington. So when the city announced a plan in February to plant 304 new trees, many listeners asked if the city was really spending $800,000 on 300 trees, or a little more than $2,600 per tree. The short answer is no.
This is an initial phase to kind of see how this goes and see how we can adjust this into the future and use it to plant more trees in other parts of the city.
That's Bloomington's urban forester, Erin Hatch. She's responsible for overseeing the project. The cost of this initial phase is roughly $182,000. That works out to a little under $600 per tree and includes the purchase, planting, and two follow-up visits by Davie Resource Group. It also includes a 2019 citywide tree inventory by Davie that identified planting sites based on socioeconomic characteristics.
We're looking at it from kind of an environmental justice lens. So for this project, we looked at median income and also percentage of non-white individuals within different geographies in the city of Bloomington.
What the city is aiming for is called an equitable tree canopy. Sarah Mincy is the managing director of the Environmental Resilience Institute at IU. She says tree inequity in cities is connected to systemic racism in housing dating back to the 1930s when racial covenants and redlining limited where minorities could live.
We know that inequities in tree canopy cover mean that particular kinds of groups of people may not have access to all of those ecosystem services that other groups of people have. So we're concerned about trying to make sure everyone has access to those benefits.
The benefits of the tree canopy are wide-ranging. Trees improve air quality, collect carbon dioxide, aid in stormwater management, and add to the value of a property.
Trees provide shade and wind blocks to homes. And so that means we're spending usually less money on our air conditioning and heating, which ends up obviously helping individuals in terms of the money that they have to spend.
The 2019 Davie survey showed the city's tree canopy in 2018 was 38%, with an estimated area of another 22% of the city available for tree planting. The city says its annual economic contribution from its urban forests is just under $1 million. Using that data, the city identified four project areas, two covering neighborhoods on the east side, one covering nine neighborhoods in the north and near west side, and one covering 10 neighborhoods on the city's south side. But not all are in low-income areas.
I think it's relevant for people to know that one of the constraints on an urban forester is actually having viable planting locations. It ends up often knocking out some communities that we might rather be planting in.
Mincy says Bloomington and Indianapolis are among the first cities in the state to address tree equity and praises the work Hatch has done.
We are on the cutting edge to be doing the kind of analysis that has been done by our city's urban forester, looking very, very carefully at many different factors that go into determining where we need to be planting trees.
Hatch says trees will begin being planted this month and in May for a majority of the project area, with another planting session scheduled for October and November. That will be done by Davie, which is contracted for two post-planting visits that will run through the spring of 2024. And after that?
They're considered city trees, so any sort of associated maintenance, such as removals that might need to happen if those trees become sick, die, that'd be city responsibility.
On top of the $182,000 for the project with Davie, the city spent another $13,000 on signage, postcards, and other pre-planting dealings with residents, bringing the total cost of the project to $195,000. So what will Hatch do with the remaining $600,000 from the bicentennial bond?
Plant more trees, hopefully, in other parts of the city.
Which is what you would expect from the state's first designated tree city. For WFIU News, I'm Pat Bean.